Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled "The Days I Could Not Access Minghui" by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on February 3, 2024. I have read the Minghui website for 17 years. I had no problem accessing it until November 20, 2023. I updated my Firefox browser to the latest version, but it didn't help. I couldn't access the website for 40 days. During that time, I tried for more than an hour every day to load the site. Minghui had been a beacon of light in my cultivation journey, and losing access to it made me feel anxious and lost at first, and eventually I was frustrated and sad that I could no longer see it. Slowly, however, I learned to let go. Once the persecution was launched in 1999, most practitioners in China couldn't access Minghui. Upon realizing this, I no longer felt lonely. I studied the Fa every day and always felt Master was with me. Ever since I started reading Minghui in 2006, I've been excited to read Master's new lectures as soon as they were published. I've also been able to submit the names of people who quit the Chinese Communist Party organizations, submit my experience-sharing articles, send my greetings to Master on holidays, and watch videos of practitioners' activities overseas. All of these gave me tremendous encouragement and motivation. I treasure this precious communication platform used for our cultivation during the Fa rectification period. I gradually became distracted by overseas practitioners who created their own social media channels and by the increasingly dazzling news on the Dong Taiwang website, which we used to get around the CCP's internet firewall. I used to spend a few minutes browsing the news, but eventually that grew to hours per day, far longer than the time I spent reading Minghui. After each lengthy browsing session, I promised myself I wouldn't spend so much time reading the news. I even changed my homepage to Minghui. However, I couldn't help visiting Dong Taiwang. These were just ordinary people's topics, but still I would sometimes read from 6 p.m. until midnight. Sometimes I continued to read even after sending righteous thoughts at midnight. A few times I read until 3 a.m., but spent less than 20 minutes on Minghui. My attachment to ordinary people's news went on for a long time. The temptation gradually ate away my righteous thoughts and left a loophole for the old forces to take advantage of. I couldn't concentrate when I read the Fa. I didn't feel as powerful as before when I sent righteous thoughts because I was anxious to finish, as if I had something else more important to do. As soon as I finished dinner, I sat down in front of my computer and browsed the Dong Taiwang website after downloading the Minghui articles of the day. I knew it wasn't right, but I couldn't stop. This sudden disruption forced me to calm down and reflect on myself. I realized that the process of my cultivation is the process of eliminating my attachments, and that Master and Falun Dafa are my guidance for cultivation. The only way to head toward a bright future is to stand firm with my belief. I was certain that I would be able to access Minghui again after I corrected myself and eliminated my attachments. I needed to use this period of time to cultivate myself well, catch up on my Fa study, and assimilate to the Fa. It's December, and I want to send my New Year greeting card to Master. I tried every day, despite repeated failures. On December 28th, I finally accessed Minghui again using the old version of Firefox. I sent my greeting card and downloaded the Minghui articles from the past 40 days. To my happiness, I received a link to download the movie Once We Were Divine. I know that Master has always been with me and takes care of me. After I made up my mind to eliminate my attachment and strengthen my righteous thoughts, Master removed the obstacle and gave me the resources for my cultivation during the Fa rectification period. Thank you, Master. The above is my limited understanding. Please feel free to point out anything that is not on the Fa.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Eliminating My Show-Off Mentality by a young Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on February 6, 2024. I couldn't stop thinking about how to achieve a specific result in a project at work. It seriously interfered with my cultivation as I could not concentrate when I studied the Fa. I did the exercises and sent righteous thoughts. I knew it was because I had a strong attachment to showing off, fame, and validating myself. I realized I was driven by modern notions, so I unconsciously pursued results. I'm a professional, and I do my job well. I enjoy listening to my coworkers' compliments, and I was happy when others recognized my work. I knew it was wrong, but I couldn't eliminate this attachment, especially in the work environment. In the past, I didn't realize I had an attachment to fame because I thought this only applied to famous people. As I studied the Fa more and talked with other practitioners, I realized my previous understanding was superficial. My attachment was so subtly hidden that I did not see it. As I gradually dug deeper, I realized that behind everything I did was this unconscious desire to be recognized. After I did something, I guessed what other people would think and their reactions. Since this thought was automatic, I didn't think it was serious. I even thought it was good as I felt it meant I was considerate of others. But I later realized I was pursuing fame. Master said in Teaching the Fa at the Fa Conference in Australia, quote, "You like it when other people say that you're good. You like it when other people praise and flatter you. You like it when other people respect you, and you are afraid of anything that damages your image. All of which is developing the mentality that is vanity. It's an attachment. The human desire to save face is very strong." Unquote. Wasn't Master describing my behavior? I always felt people's opinions about my work reflected what they thought about me, and I wondered if I had a good image. When I finally identified it, I was surprised I had such a strong attachment to fame. The attachment caused me to show off my achievements at work. I decided to remove this attachment. Whenever I noticed it surfacing, I denied it and suppressed it. My attachment became weaker, but it was still there. After we did the exercises recently, my mother said, "Are you taking credit for your achievements?" Her words immediately woke me up. I thought, I've always known that all my abilities were given by Master and Dafa. Every job and position in the world were created by Dafa. As practitioners, our only responsibility is to validate the Fa and save people. Dafa gave us our abilities and Master created everything. However, I was arrogant and proud because of my small success at work. I thought I was superior to others and that I was great. I started sending righteous thoughts to eliminate my attachments. I gradually saw my arrogance. I could distinguish the thoughts that were not my true self, and I understood that I had to eliminate those bad substances. I knew I should approach everything in my work and life with a humble heart, instead of feeling arrogant about my little achievements. Master and the Fa opened my heart, and I feel my true self becoming stronger and my heart broadened. Even the slightest change in me was due to Master's arrangement and guidance. I will not forget my mission, and I will do my best to move forward on the path arranged by Master.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled, "Reciting Poems from Hong Yin Helps Me Survive the Persecution While I Was Detained," by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on February 22, 2024. I was arrested in September 2019 and sent to a detention center. The harsh environment made me forget the law that I memorized. I regretted not cherishing all the opportunities I had to memorize the law. Master saw I had this wish, so he benevolently arranged someone to bring Hong Yin to me. A lady who did not practice Falun Dafa was transferred to my cell. When I clarified the truth to her, she said that she knew another Falun Dafa practitioner. I asked her how they met. She said she was quarantined in another detention center for a month during the COVID lockdown before she was transferred here. She met that practitioner during the quarantine. During that 1 month, there were only the two of them in the cell. The practitioner explained to the woman in detail how Falun Dafa teaches people to abide by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The truth about the Tiananmen self-immolation hoax and many stories about the traditional culture. The lady felt everything the practitioner said made sense. The practitioner also recited Master's Fa from memory, especially poems from Hong Yin. The woman said every poem touched her heart, and she memorized 38 poems from Hong Yin. After she was transferred to my cell, she said she was elated to meet another Falun Dafa practitioner, me. She said, when I'm with practitioners, I feel peaceful. When she felt depressed about her own case, I consoled her and advised her from the perspective of the Fa. When I learned that she memorized 38 poems from Hong Yin, I was excited. It seemed like the light of the divine illuminated that dark cell. I asked her to recite the poems, and within 2 weeks, I memorized all 38 poems. Reciting Hong Yin and Master's On Dafa every day became my most important task. These passages of Fa supported me in overcoming the 2 years of detention. After I was released, I no longer dared to slack off. I kept reminding myself that I must cultivate diligently. Master saw my wish and once again benevolently arranged another practitioner to memorize the Fa with me. We encouraged each other. Now, this practitioner and I compare and cultivate ourselves with the Fa. No words can describe the joy in my heart. I experienced true joy when one's soul assimilates to Dafa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.